Hello and welcome to The Ordinary Knitter, the knitting podcast that's mostly about the projects. Find it on iTunes through your podcast app or subscribe via the feed link on the website. This week, finishing the final face cloths, or maybe not, hot water bottle covers, gauge swatching, and cowls. Hello and welcome to episode 56. My name is Heather. You can find me on Instagram at The Ordinary Knitter, on Twitter as at The Ord Knitter, and on Ravelry at Ordinary Knitting. A special hello if you're joining us from iTunes. Not that it's not a special hello to everybody, but being on iTunes is an extremely recent development for us. I think this is only us, me and my team of minions. This is only, I think, the third episode that I've put up since joining iTunes, which happened with a great deal of help and support. So if you found us through iTunes, that's great. The system works. It feels like I've got about 10 projects buzzing around my head at the moment, like the stars a cartoon character sees when he gets bop on the head. But this is for a good reason. This is the time of year when you can't just knit any old thing in front of anyone any old time, because you might find you're knitting someone's Christmas present in front of them. Now, some people might not notice, in fact, definitely wouldn't notice, even if you waved it under their nose. But other people definitely would, or would at least ask tremendously interested questions. What's that you're knitting? Oh, really? Oh, is that a present? And who's that for? So I have to knit different things at different times. And so life's a balancing act, or a sort of like a juggling act at the moment. You know, who's around? What am I doing? What can I knit? Knitted face cloths. As of last week's episode, I'd made two face cloths and I had the yarn for a third. I had just been and bought that lovely King Cole Bamboo DK. The third one that I'm making, Candle Flames, is deliberately going to come up on the small side because the pattern is written for Aran, but I've chosen to make it out of DK. And forgive me if you were listening last time, but the reason for this is that the Aran one comes out at a foot square, which I think is quite large for a face flannel and just doesn't need to be that big. So I've chosen to make it out of DK because this will inevitably make it smaller. But I didn't want it to be the size of a postage stamp, so I thought initially I would try 4mm needles, partly, I must confess, because it meant I could use my adored KnitPro Nova Cubics. But also I felt it would slightly offset the size difference. A 4mm is a perfectly fine size to use with DK, but it certainly isn't small for DK, so I thought doing that would give me a healthy stitch size. The first thing I struggled with as I cast on and began was that the stitches kept sliding off the metal needles. Now, I don't know if you've experienced this, especially early on in a project when you may not have very many stitches yet, or you haven't got very many rows, and so your knitting's very light. And especially on metal needles, one of the things that's so lovely about metal needles for some projects is that there's no friction and everything moves so smoothly and it's just poetry in motion. But on other occasions, you can find that your needles are so much heavier than your knitting that they're sliding out, and that was a real pain. So I realised just a couple of rows in, if that, that I was going to have to change from my KnitPro Nova Cubics to wooden needles from my Symphony set. I also wasn't crazy about how the cloth was turning out. It didn't resemble the pattern photo very much, and it was just looking like a really random assortment of holes. Now, it's meant to have holes. They're created by using yarn overs in the pattern, so I knew it wasn't that I'd gone wrong or dropped a stitch on this occasion. But I just wasn't very keen on the effect, so I decided to go and look at the comments for the pattern, and they were great. I've mentioned this before, apologies if you happened to be paying attention that day, but if you're considering a project and you're not sure, or you're struggling with a project and you've found it on Ravelry, go and have a look at other people's comments because they can be very enlightening. You may occasionally find there's actually an error with the pattern and other people have spotted this, and it's easy with an error to think it's your own mistake, but when enough other people are saying, oh, you know, it kind of went a bit weird at that point, you can begin to think, okay, fair enough, it's not me. Also, people have suggestions about how to get the best out of a pattern, and sometimes the designer themselves will chip in and help to solve problems. So I can't recommend highly enough, if things just aren't quite going smoothly, or if you're just in that decision-making process, go and look at the comments. Now, one thing that was really useful was a comment that said that the pattern came out better with a smaller needle size. So here's me having deliberately gone for a 4mm, thinking, oh, well, just slightly offset the size difference. But in fact, to get the pattern coming out better and just an overall more pleasing effect, switching down to 3.5mm was the key. And I have to say, between that and then using wooden needles, it's really coming out better. The pattern is much more obvious. The holes look like they're just there as part of the pattern rather than some random blob in your pattern. So that was a really, really good piece of advice. And there were also several comments pointing out the same error in the pattern. So that was really helpful. I think I hadn't actually got to that stage when I was looking at the comments, but obviously it meant that when I did get to that stage, that was a pitfall I didn't fall into. So you knit your first, as you do with most cloths, you knit a band at the foot so that the cloth will stay fairly flat. You do that, and then there's a 24 row pattern, and you do this 3 times. As I speak, I've finished 1 repeat of the pattern, so I've got 2 more to go. It's a pattern that requires concentration, so I don't do it with children around. It's a good one to do while I'm waiting at school, because nobody can ambush me and I get a nice clear 20 minute run at it, and I put a podcast on and I am in my happy place. I implied at the beginning that this might not in fact be the final face cloth. Somebody at Knit and Natter happened to be doing one this week, a different person from the one who was doing one a few weeks ago. So obviously it's all the thing at the moment, and she was doing it for a present, and she was going to give it with a soap. I haven't decided. That's an easy last minute decision. At the moment I'm not worrying. I'm not at the stage of literally, have I bought all these presents yet? You know, I'm still at the stage of, oh heck, I've only got a month to really make everything, so I could do that. And the one that she was making was called Spa Day Face Cloth by the designer Anne Mancine. That's Mancine, and I apologise if I've just murdered that pronunciation. It's a pattern that is really hard to describe. At a glance, it looks like a waffle pattern, but it's got a bit more to it than that. It's really nice, and if I deliberately set out to make it in stripes, I could use up the ends of a couple of skeins. I haven't got enough just to do one, and in fact, when I was making the feather and fan pattern, it was all right. I won that game of yarn chicken in the end. But I had thought, oh, you know, I could have, if I had deliberately at the beginning set out to make it in stripes, I could have got away with that. So that's what I might do this time, rather than just having a couple of inches at the top that are in some totally random and unrelated colour. I might set out from the beginning to do that in stripes. I really like it. I'd love to make it, but I'm going to try to be realistic and not have my annual knitting panic as Christmas becomes nearer. So I will do it only if I find I have time when everything else is done, or if I get to the stage where I need something else that I can knit in front of the children. Something I definitely can't make in front of the children are their hot water bottle covers. I've ordered 2 brand new hot water bottles without covers and in different colours, so there's no fighting over who's whose. And I'm going to make a personalised cover for each one. My son's will have his name on. He's got a nice short 3-letter name, so that's nice and easy. And I will maybe add a pattern to that if I can think of something. My daughter's was going to have the logo of her favourite pop group, which is fantastically geometric, really simple. Haha, she says, but I really think that would be quite simple to reproduce. It's kind of hexagonal with a few lines in it. But as she's rising 16, I did find myself thinking that what might seem great in 5 or 6 weeks' time might in, you know, a year or two just be horrendously embarrassing. So what I might do is put her name on one side and put this little logo, scale it down and put it discreetly on the back somewhere, quite small. And in fact, what I could even do is I could just do the external hexagonal shape of the logo, and I could just put that across the hot water bottle, so that when she's no longer madly into K-pop and EXO, I don't know if that's ringing any bells with anybody, when that's all distant, long distant history, all she's got is a hot water bottle cover with her name on it and just a pattern of hexagons underneath it. I don't know. I'll have a think. I haven't had a really good look for patterns yet. Somebody on Instagram was showing some hot water bottle covers, and we were having a little bit of conversation about those. But unfortunately, I went out for a walk in the rain yesterday, came back, hung up my coat to dry in the utility room, forgot that my phone was in the pocket. It's got a bit damp and it's been playing silly whatnots, and it's after 24 hours of being in the warmth and having quite a lot of attention from my husband, it's now decided it will charge again. But all of this is a long-winded way of saying that I'm just leaving it in peace. I don't want to give it too much strain, and I've got just enough charge at the moment that if I needed to, I could make a phone call if I, you know, broke down or had an accident in the car or something. So I'm just leaving it for now. So I can't look and give the lady a mention, but I'm sure she'll survive. She had just knitted quite a plain cover, which is exactly the sort of thing that I'm looking for. I also want one that's, well, I say all of a piece. I mean, they can be all of a piece if the cuff is stretchy enough. But I know that one thing my son doesn't like about one of our hot water bottle covers, which is fleece, is that it's a bit of an envelope design, and where it meets, it can pull apart a bit during the night and could get a little bit hot. So I want to avoid that for him, especially as he's a bit smaller. But also, really, I'd like one that's knitted flat and then seamed rather than knit in the round. I had thought, essentially, in terms of construction, if you were knitting a hot water bottle from the foot up, and a hot water bottle cover from the bottom upwards, it's basically a glorified sock. You could do, is it Judy's Magic Cast? Somebody, I'll have to look it up. It's this wonderful cast on that I always do for socks. I'm going to go and look this up. Bear with me. Yes, it's Judy's Magic Cast On, developed by Judy Becker, and it's a wonderful way of creating a seamless toe. If you knit your socks toe up, as I do, this is just absolutely wonderful, and it's also a little bit customizable. And before I get too far talking about sock construction, I will wrench myself back to the subject. And I thought you could do something very similar for a hot water bottle cover, but I have a good reason for wanting to knit it flat, is so that I can work the lettering in. It's not exactly intarsia, but I don't want floats going all the way around the back, so I'm only planning to put the name on one side, although there's no reason why I couldn't put it on both. I was just trying to keep it simple, but I don't really want loads of floats going all the way round. I'm a bit stung after Bauble Gate. So if I do the things flat, then I can work the lettering in without having any problems. And I was thinking about this earlier. As I was saying last time with the baubles when it went wrong, you know, doing intarsia in the round is basically a contradiction in terms. You can't do intarsia in the round because your yarn is always going to be in the wrong place. But I've always felt that there must be a solution. So when I was putting my notes together for this, I just thought, I'm just going to go and have a quick Google. And hey presto, there is a solution. Now, I haven't tried it, but it looks very convincing in the video. I found a Planet Pearl video, which shows a way of using a wrap and turn to, and this sounds like a contradiction as well, essentially knit back and forth on a circular project without creating a gap in your knitting. Now, as I say, I haven't tried it, but it looks very interesting and not too difficult, and it looks like it makes sense. So that's something that I could try with the baubles, because it would solve the 5 o'clock shadow problem that I had on the yellow one, because I'm not taking this black yarn round to the other side. So that's very interesting. And the baubles have been really bugging me, and it's not great being bugged by your baubles, because I don't like having failed projects hanging about, and that just felt straight up like a failure. So if this lets me make the bauble to a standard that I'm happy with, I'll be really chuffed. I know it's only the 9th of November, but are your Christmas plans coming together yet? We've said for the last couple of years that we're getting a little bit bored with the same old, and that we'd do something quite different this year. Now, I mean, we were thinking about things like, oh, let's take a sort of turkey drumstick picnic up a local hill, or, you know, something that's not what you normally do on Christmas Day. But in fact, we've had something a bit different served up on a plate to us. We didn't even have to think about it, because my sister-in-law has asked if she can come and stay this Christmas, which would be fantastic, because I love having a house full at any time, really, and particularly at Christmas. So she's coming to stay with her three children. Now, I'm quite happy to swallow all my usual dietary principles and give her kids sweets, but I feel that I should make something by hand for my sister-in-law. She's an excellent seamstress. It's what she does for a living. She took in my daughter's school skirt, which has got box pleats in it, so not just the easiest thing to take in, and I couldn't tell where she'd done it. It was absolutely fantastic. She's also a tremendous cook, which is something else that she's done professionally. She's actually run a restaurant. So I think she will understand the effort that goes into producing a hand-knitted item. She's not just going to look at that and think, oh, you know, oh, and. So I've decided to make her a cowl. Now, this is partly, I've got a few reasons for this. They're not very fit critical, so it's not like I'm going to make it something, you know, socks that are too big or small for her feet, for instance. It's easy to find one in a neutral pattern. It's a really good winter gift, and she walks her dog every day, so it might actually come in useful. It's also something I can knit with the children around and save the precious post-bedtime evening knitting time for their hot water bottle covers when they aren't around. I can get on with those. So there are lots of cowl patterns that I love and would happily make for myself, and in fact did intend to. I think I made the comment heaven knows how many episodes ago, probably in the spring, when I thought, oh, winter's ages away, I've got loads of time to make all those lovely things I want to wear this winter, that I love cowls, I wear them a lot, and I would really love to have a choice of sort of five or six cowls, you know, something, just one to go with any outfit. And of course I haven't got around to making any of them, but my choice this time is going to be entirely stash driven. When I started looking at cowl patterns this afternoon, I was really surprised at how many of the ones I'd added to my Ravelry library, purely just looking at them and not having any other considerations, I was surprised how many were made in a fingering weight or a sports weight, so a 4 or a 5 ply. Without having ever thought about it too closely, I've always just thought of cowls as a chunky item that would inevitably be knitted in a heavier gauge of yarn. They're winter things, so they're thick and heavy, right? But so a 4 or a 5 ply just seems too fine, but there's no reason not to use it. I don't actually have enough 4 ply for a cowl. I've only got odds and ends, and they wouldn't be right. And the 5 ply that I have is the lilac marl that I used for Hertz. But I feel that lilac is one of those colours that can divide people, so I'm not confident to use it for this, as she might really loathe it. So I've chosen a pattern that knits up in worsted, I hope this isn't a howler, but in my for my purposes, worsted and Aran are more or less the same thing. For the knitting I do, in that not in wool, it just makes very little difference. So I've still got a lot of the cream Aran that I got in Aldi a couple of years ago, so I'm going to make her a cowl from that. But bearing in mind the experience I had when I was making March Basic, I'm going to use only brand new, unused yarn, because when I made March Basic and I used up some odds and ends at first before I opened a new skein of this yarn, when I then went into the new skein, I could see how much the reused yarn had been sort of flattened out by having been knitted and then unpicked. And it's one thing when it's just a cardigan for me and it was somewhere on the back, but when I'm making something to give as a present, obviously I don't want to have anything like that, so I'll make it up in brand new yarn. I've chosen Spikelet's Cowl by Victoria Groger. This is a nice simple cabled pattern that doesn't look like it will take too long to knit up, which are famous last words if I ever heard them. It's got a good Ravelry rating, so I'm hoping that it will be a nice straightforward knit and a well-received present. I went to knit a natter this week, but I couldn't carry on with the Candle Flames cloth there, partly because no way can I hold a conversation and concentrate on the pattern, but also because its intended recipient was there. Just as a word on the pattern, I thought it might be quite funny just to read, just as an example, one of the lines and just try having a conversation while doing slip one, knit one, purl two, knit two together, knit three, purl two, yarn over, knit one, yarn over three times, then purl two, knit two. I'm sorry, but I would just be a hot mess by the time I was about seven stitches in. And it wouldn't be the first time I've had to do this before, come back from knit and natter and have to unpick everything I've done because I haven't noticed that I had to change to bigger or smaller needles or something like that. Or I've just been merrily knitting a sleeve, chatting away, and I discover that my sleeve is 3 foot long. So I had to make a different choice. I couldn't start the hot water bottles because I hadn't actually bought them at that point, so I wasn't sure what size they were going to be, and I wasn't ready to start on any of my other present knitting. Although, thinking about it, I could have started on the stash socks for my son, but that didn't cross my mind. So instead, I decided to get cracking on the next cardigan for me. I'm going to win this one. I'm not going to be beaten. And this time, I'm putting fit and gauge front and centre. I was running a little bit late, so rather than looking on Ravelry and umming and ahhing about what I might do, I decided to take with me a pattern I had printed out ages ago and never got round to. It's called very simply and descriptively DK Jacket, and it's from Thomas B. Ramsden. It's sized for a 40 or a 42 inch chest, and I'm a 41. So I've decided to go for a 40 and see how it comes out. This is a direct reaction, I confess, to the enormity of the jumpers I've made for myself recently, but, and not for the first time, my mum can always wear it if it turns out to be too small for me. Also, I don't know about you, but I don't do cardigans up all that often. I do sometimes, but I'm far more likely to wear it open than I am done up. So if it's, you know, shall we say charitably, a little snug over the bust, that's not going to be a constant thorn in my side, I don't think, anyway. So my plan was that at Knit and Natter I would knit the gauge swatch, because that's easy when you're chatting as well, you know, it's just to and fro, to and fro. And I'm really glad I did, because they recommended a 15 centimetre square swatch, but it was apparent before I was halfway through that I was coming out with too many stitches. So I've gone down a half centimetre. I think I've gone down from a... No, I haven't gone down from anything. I've gone up. I've gone up from a 4mm to a 4.5mm, and these are my Symphony Knit Pro needles. So I've started on my gauge swatch, which is huge. It's more than 15cm, because I sort of just kept going, didn't really think about what I was doing. But nonetheless, it's got to be done, and if it means that in the new year I'm knitting myself something that actually fits well, then it will have been time very well spent. I'm using the same grey DK that I used for Ivy, and of all the things that are spinning on plates or spinning on knitting needles in the back of my mind at the moment, I can knit this one in front of anyone without giving anything away. So whilst continuing to look after my left hand, I'm keen to make progress, and at the moment my knitting list, which doesn't exist anything other than in my head, is sort of something like: finish the current face cloth, make two hot water bottle covers, redo one of those baubles if I can get the hang of this intarsia in the round, one hat, one cowl, possibly a pair of child socks, and possibly another face cloth. I can already feel that I've bitten off more than I can chew, but I've got a feeling that people can probably relate to that. Happy knitting. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.